In this morning's gospel, all 10 of those lepers received the same wonderful gift from God. All 10 lepers are healed. And I can't blame them one bit for hurrying off to the local priest as fast as they could go to be checked out and pronounced clean and to make the prescribed thank offering. Me, I'd be running as fast as my little ex-leper legs could carry me. Because this meant life could begin again. Being healed meant going back to your life. Being healed meant you could go back to your farm, your vineyard, tend it, reap its produce. Being healed meant you could go back to your village and sit with your friends again in the village square, waiting out the heat of the day and talking about everything. Being healed meant you could go home again. Being healed meant you could be with your wife. It meant you could hold your children and put them to bed at night and watch them fall asleep. Being healed meant you could go to synagogue on the Sabbath with everybody else from the village and sit together and open your heart and hear and receive the Word of God all together. Being healed meant no more isolation. Being healed meant no more living in the darkness at the edge of town. No more shouting at people, "Keep your distance." I'd have been running. But one turns back. All are healed, but one comes back. One man allows that happy process to be interrupted just for a moment. This man has received the healing given to all the others, and he'll be able to get on with all those happy things that they were running off to do. But just for a few brief moments, this man is overcome. He's overcome with a desire to stop. He has to turn back. And he raises his hands in thanksgiving to God, who's the source of this gift, and he falls down at the feet of Jesus, who's this gift's mediator. And in doing that, in that one little action, in the very essence of what he does, that Samaritan man, whose name we never get to know, he does receive something the others didn't get after all. He gets a relationship with Jesus. He gets to be more than just a receiver of the gift. He gets to become friends with the source of the gift. And that's a whole new, powerful thing. Jesus acknowledges this in the words he says, as they're reported to us by Luke. Jesus acknowledges this in the interchange that he has with this Samaritan man who comes back. All the others are described as healed. They are. But Jesus uses a very powerful word on top of that with this man. Jesus says to him, "Your faith has saved you." And that's a powerful word. We might say, "Your faith has rescued you." Not just healed, restored. Not just restored, rescued. brought to new life. When Jesus tells that Samaritan man to get up, he uses another very powerful word, a word that means a whole lot more than just get on your feet and go on your way. As Luke describes it, Jesus uses the word Anastas. And that's the very same word used to describe his own resurrection at Easter. It's more than standing on your feet. It's new life. We might say, to try to capture some of this, we might say, arise. Rise up to new life. And in that we see this extra dimension of blessing that this Samaritan who turns back, the extra dimension of blessing that he gets. The others are blessed. The others get to go back to their old lives. This man gets to go back to a new life. This man gets to go back to a new resurrection life, a new life lived in relationship with Jesus and in acknowledgement and gratitude for his love. And that's a whole new life. And it's one that starts this day for this man, and it will continue through all eternity. He's not going back to his old life. He's moving on to a new one. And it all comes through that relationship with the source of the gift. That very act of returning and giving thanks opens up new blessings for the Samaritan man. And if we're paying attention, it opens up new possibilities for us as well. We look around us. We see that God pours down his extravagant, overabundant, overflowing gifts, not just on us, but on the whole world and all the people in it, out of pure grace and love and the power inherent in that love. And we all the human community, we get to use those gifts every day. The gifts given to all of us for our common shared good, the special gifts given to each one of us that make us unique, sometimes a little bit peculiar, also unique. Those blessings flow out of God, but there's a deeper blessing waiting for us when we follow the Samaritan leper. There's a deeper blessing waiting for us when we allow that happy process of getting on with using God's gifts, when we allow that wonderful blessing to be interrupted for just a moment. There's a blessing, a deeper blessing, waiting for us when we feel and respond to the urge that the Samaritan man felt, that urge, that undeniable urge to stop, to carve out time from all that busyness, to turn around, to come to this place, to fall down and say thank you. That's the heart of our Sunday worship. It's why we're here. There's lots of other reasons, but the heart of it is that Eucharist means thanksgiving. And here we stop and give thanks for all the gifts of healing and life that we've received out there. Here we stop and open up time and a place for a relationship, for a friendship with Jesus, the mediator of the gift. Right on. And with the Father, the gift's source. This is the place where we become more than just people who use the gifts. We become the people who are friends with the giver. And when we leave, like that old Samaritan whose name we don't know, when we leave, we don't just return to our old lives. we step into something new. Every time we step into a new resurrection life enveloped and held in a relationship with Jesus and enclosed and enriched by His love, because we've carved out that time to enter that relationship, because we've come back. Not all of us experience miraculous healings in our lives. Some of us do, and that is a blessing to grasp and give thanks for. But I want to share with you the most beautiful thing I heard this week. I was teaching about this lesson on Thursday morning at St. James School Chapel, and I said to the kids, it was kindergarten all the way up to grade 8, and that's always fun because you never know who's going to respond. I said, we don't all experience miraculous healings, but we all have things to be thankful for. And I opened it up. You don't even have to raise up your hands, kids. Just call it out. What are some of the things you're thankful for? Well, like always, for about 4 seconds, I could hear the crickets chirping. And then one brave kindergartner says, air to breathe. And that opens up the floodgates. And all the little kids sit on this side. And I was just, as they love not having to raise up their hands. They were just calling things out over and over again. And it came over all of us up here at the front in a kind of a wave of gratitude. Just pure, innocent gratitude. And the things they named were all the stuff you'd expect, and a few you wouldn't. They were following the Samaritan man. And they were teaching me how to follow the Samaritan man better, and I think all of us who were there that morning. That ability to step outside the busyness, step outside the routine of using the gifts that God gives us, enter into relationship with the giver, and it all starts with thanks. In this upcoming year, our parish theme is going to be, and you're going to hear these words a lot, extravagant generosity. And of course that's all about our stewardship. Of course that's about being generous ourselves in support of God's church and its ministries. But before that, it's something else. Before that, it's something that those kids at Thursday morning chapel pointed to. Before that, it's that place where the Samaritan leper leads us. Before that, before our generosity, it's about God's. Before that, it's about the extravagant, overflowing, overabundant, absurd, gracious, incomprehensible generosity of God. And it's incumbent on each one of us to take time every day to acknowledge that. This is all about our response. Take time. We all take time. Take a tip from the Samaritan leper. Allow your busy life to be interrupted. Interrupted by a wonderful awareness of all the gifts, all the healing, all the forgiveness, all the reconciliation, all the grace, all the extravagant, divine generosity flowing through our lives. With that Samaritan man, we stop. We turn. We fall down. With him, we make that simplest, best prayer of them all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.